Thank you for contacting Omega's Health. My name is Emaya. May I start out by getting your name and zip code, please?
Ana Blanco. Post Office Box 6303, Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
I'm sorry, you said what's the zip code again?
11206.
11206?
Six.
And what's the last name?
Blanco.
Have you placed an order with us, ma'am?
Yes, I did. That's why I'm calling, because you sent me the wrong kind. I just received it today, and I'm checking, and it's not the right kind that I've been taking for such a long time.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what, because it's not pulling up your name or address nor the zip code, ma'am. Do you have an order number? Did you order product from Omega's Health?
I did 6 days ago because I ran out of my regular one.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed an emergency one because I ran out of mine.
Okay.
So they sent me a different kind.
They sent you a different kind?
Yes. That was an 829 that I reordered.
Okay, definitely more than welcome to see you, but it's not pulling up your information.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. You said, do you have the order number?
An order number on this one. Oh my God, I didn't get a paper on it.
What's your email? Let's try that.
I don't have an email. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't say anything on the paper.
You said it's paper. What product did you order, ma'am?
I meant to order Omax. Omax 3. Ultra Pure. Okay?
Okay, when did you... Okay, yes, and that is our product, ma'am, but you're saying that you don't have an email?
No, I do not. I only have my phone. I don't have an email or nothing. I've been with you for the longest since maybe 10 years I've been with you. So I don't know why my information is not there.
Well, yes, give me 1 second, because it's not pulling up any information, not even the phone number. That's what I was asking. When did you, and you said you had an account with us already before with us. You said you called back and they sent you out the wrong product?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second, okay?
And I called you on the 29, Saturday 29. I tried to reorder. And I wanted the same one that I've been taking. They sent me a different one, and I'm afraid to take it. It looks so different.
Okay, yes, now give me 1 second while I seek more assistance with this, okay? Give me 1 second, okay, ma'am?
Please, thank you.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'm trying to see if there's another way we could access your account. I'm waiting on their response now. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yes.
payment. Were you billed for anything?
Yes, I was billed $119. $119.95.
Okay, what's the last four digits of that car number, ma'am?
My car number?
Yes, ma'am.
Discover.
No, I know. Thank you. But what's the last four digits of the car number? Just the last four.
The one that I just received?
Mm-hmm.
The last four. Let me see. The last four digits. Where do I find that? I don't see that here.
With Discover car, you know your car number, which the last four, it should either be on the front or the back of the car.
Oh, my Discover card, you mean?
Yes, ma'am. You said that she was billed. What's the last four digits of it?
Okay, I don't have it. Let me find it. Okay, can you give me a minute?
Sure, go ahead.
I have to take it. Hello.
I'm still here,
Hello?
Ma'am. What's the last? I'm still here, ma'am.
Okay. The last four numbers, you mean? You want it?
Yes, please.
8961.
8961?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me just, I'm still checking for you, ma'am. Give me 1 second, okay?
Mhm.
And you said, what was that first and last name is?
Ana Blanco.
Ana Blanco. Okay, bear with me 1 second, okay?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I apologize, ma'am. It's not pulling up any information here, miss. But can I have your zip code again, please?
My
ma'am?
It's always sent to my post office box, 6303, Brooklyn, New York, 11206. That's what it's always sent to my post office box.
Okay, give me just 1 second, okay, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So we did pull up your information. Give me just 1 second. Let's see. Okay, Ms. Blanco, you just say your name is Blanco, right?
Blanco, B-L-A-N-C. C-O.
Okay, what's the, what was the zip code? Now, give me one second. I have it. Don't worry about it. I have it. Bear with me one second. Okay. Yes, ma'am, we have it. All right. So looking at the information of the account, ma'am. I do see you have the Ultra Pure, the Ultra 3. Ultra Pure. How may I assist you today?
You said, I mean, I take, the one that I'm supposed to take is the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Mm-hmm.
Omega 3 supplement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And clinical strength.
Yes, ma'am, but you said that your last previous order was not correct order.
Last, I'm sorry, which one?
You said your last order was not the correct order.
The one that I just got today. I just got it today. It's not the correct one. It's something else. It says Ultra Pure Professional Strength, Pharmaceutical Strength.
Yes, ma'am. You usually get the Omax 3 product, correct?
Yes.
Give
with
me
green,
one.
With the green box. I'm sorry, the green,
yes,
box.
Ma'am. Yes, I see where the mistake was at, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me seek more
attention.
And
I was charged for it, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I do see that as well. Give me one second. Let me seek more assistance with this issue, okay? Because it is two different products. Bear with me one second, okay? We definitely apologize for that. Give me one second. Bear with me one second, ma'am. I'm still putting a request on the account, okay?
Okay.
Did you open the product yet, ma'am?
Yes, because I thought it was the same thing, because he said Omax 3, so I figured that you just changed the color of the box.
Well, didn't take any, right?
No, when I started reading, and they didn't look different. I said, "This is not it." Once I opened it, I thought it would be, you know, maybe it's the same, and they just changed the color over time. But then when I started looking at those big pairs and the way they look and all, and I started really reading, I noticed that it's not the same one.
Okay, give me one second, ma'am. I'm just waiting on the response, okay?
Okay.
I'm just waiting on the response, ma'am. Bear with me one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I apologize by the wait, ma'am. I'm just waiting on the response from them. Bear with me one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for patient waiting. One second, ma'am. I'm just still waiting on their response regarding this issue, okay?
All right.
I apologize by the wait, ma'am. I'm just still waiting on their response regarding this issue, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second. I'm just still waiting on a supervisor regarding this response, man, to see how we can assist you with this issue, miss, because we don't have Omega 3 Ultra Pure at this time. They stopped selling it at this time, but I'm trying to see regarding the order that you already have, what we can do about that, okay? So bear with me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
And also do about the charge as well. I'm trying to seek more assistance with this. Give me 1 second. One more second, ma'am. Just still waiting on hold for their response, okay?
All right.
So I apologize for the wait, ma'am. I'm just still waiting on this regarding the information, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me one second. I'm going to come speaking with her now regarding this issue. Give us just one second, okay?
Okay.
And you said that you, okay, so the issue was, man, that the product that you wanted was the Omega 3 Ultra Pure, but you were sent out the probiotic?
The one that I usually take is the Ultra Pure Omega 3 supplement, okay? Mm-hmm. And they sent me a different one, Omega 3 supplement, pharmaceutical strength professional, and 3000 omega 3 is not the same. It's not the same thing. I'm afraid to take it because it doesn't look the same. The pills are big, and they are individually. I don't know if I should take one or two or how to take it. But I mean, that's not the right one.
Well, ma'am, okay, so I apologize about this, ma'am, but it's the same product, ma'am. It just have a higher dosage in it. And you just take one a day.
I can't, no.
You saying that you can't?
No. I need the one that I originally been getting all the time.
All right, well, then, of course, man, we're more than welcome to definitely assist you with this. You just have to return that in and give me just one.
Return what?
The product that you had, the product that you said you didn't want, ma'am, return that product in.
Because I only opened it. One, I didn't touch it. I just opened it, I saw the difference, and then I called you. I haven't touched the product at all.
Yes, ma'am. You told me that early, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We can just go ahead and return. I can issue an RMA. That's what I'm going to do now. Give me one second.
What does that mean? Explain to me what is it, an RMA?
Give me one second, okay, ma'am?
Yes, please.
Okay, so unfortunately, you can keep the product, man, due to the COVID situation. We don't accept the product in. So what you can do, you can keep it. Do whatever you want to do it, ma'am. But as I was saying about the other product, we don't have that in stock right now, ma'am.
You don't have it in stock?
No, ma'am.
But when would you be getting it? How long?
Yes, ma'am. We don't have any date right now, ma'am, but we're just not in stock right now, ma'am. We don't have a date when we have it in stock, miss.
Okay. And you don't have, like, close to a time, more or less how long it would be?
I could place a request on the account, ma'am. Bear with me one second, because as soon as it come in, you'll be the first person to know about it. So give me just one second, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so we do have a date. It should be the September 15th to the 30th, ma'am. That's when we'll have the order back open for the product. Give me one second. Let me get your email.
I don't have an email.
Okay, Ms. Okay, that's the only way we'll be able to update you regarding the shipment, ma'am. You can call back in after the 15th to see if we're in stock of the product.
An email. Oh, my God.
Or you could just call in after the 15th, ma'am, just to get the product or see if we have the product in stock, ma'am.
Okay, let me write this down, please, because let me write it down.
Okay.
Okay. After September, what you said?
September 15th.
September.
Through the 30th, ma'am.
15th to the 30th?
Yes, ma'am. Call and see if we have that product back in stock.
Okay. And I will call the same number that I'm calling now, right? Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that was September 15th to the 30th. I call and see. Okay.
Right. That is correct, ma'am.
Okay, I'll do that because I like this OMAX 3. I'm really satisfied mm-hmm. with it. I've been taking it for such a long time. As a matter of fact, my body already missing it. So I wish you could do everything so I could get my order. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, and then this other one, the one I send it back to you, or what do you want me to do with the other one?
No, ma'am, you're more than welcome to keep it, ma'am. We can't accept any returns right now due to the COVID situation.
Okay, and that means
you can go ahead and destroy it, ma'am.
I was still charged $119.95 for it.
Okay, well then of course, ma'am. We're more than welcome to go ahead and refund back that charge to you, ma'am. Bear with me just 1 second, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Bear with me 1 second, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second, ma'am. I'm still trying to do the request for you, okay?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bear with me 1 second, ma'am. Mama's done with the request. Okay, give me just 1 second, ma'am. Mama's done with the request, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yes, Miss. I did process the refund for you, ma'am. You will receive it back in 3 to 5 business days. And as I said again, ma'am, you're more than welcome to just destroy the product, Miss. But call back between the 15th and 30th to see if we have the other product that you want available, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I may have assist you with today?
Thank you very much. You've been so helpful. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'll be calling in September to check on what's going on, okay?
Of course. Well, thank you for contacting OMAX Health, and you have a good evening, okay?
Thank you. So this one, I could do whatever. I could destroy it if I want to. I don't have the one that I already got.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct, miss. You can just destroy it, ma'am.
Just destroy it. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your help. Blessings, all right? Bye.
Of course, you're welcome, and thank you for contacting OMAX Health.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.